Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I've read something that can't be true. This is wrong.
Or is this just one of those things where you go, I don't do this, so no one must?
Nobody does this, mate. This is 10 out of 10 crazy.
Okay.
This is absolutely wild. And I'm going to offer an opportunity. We will offer an opportunity for you listening on 52232955 to call up and say, hang on, guys, I actually do partake in this. Mm-hmm. And we'll go, what do you mean? But I guarantee no one's going to call.
Okay.
Because no one would do this. Apparently, dentists say you should brush your teeth before you have breakfast in the morning.
Oh, I do that. Why are you acting like this is crazy?
That is absolutely wild.
Well, I wake up.
Oh, you don't eat breakfast because you're a child.
No,
I forget.
No. Listen. I wake up. I'll, you know, do my pot around, do my morning toosie, and then I'll jump in the shower.
I didn't say toilet brush, like cleaning after cleaning your skis. I mean brushing your teeth.
I go in the shower. I shower. I brush my teeth. I get myself ready for the day. And then if I have breakfast, which is not often, I will then eat my breakfast. I won't go back and brush
my
teeth.
Well, it makes sense because there's about 3 hours between what I assume is you getting in the shower to when you actually eat any food. But, like, you're doing all these things before you've eaten. Like, what you're wearing right now, a lovely, gorgeous dress.
Thank you.
You just sat there having your breakfast in that this morning.
Well, I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Of course you didn't.
Sorry, I did have some yogurt, and I ate that while I was studying at my desk.
Okay.
So, yes, I was fully clothed, fully ready for the day.
See, breakfast to me, you
had brushed my teeth.
Unless you're going out to eat out at a cafe or something. Breakfast is you eat it in like your pajamas or your morning meh clothes.
Yeah, see, I feel like if I sit around in my pajamas, like I'm having a lazy day. Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm like going to go to work that day, I need to be up, dressed and ready.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I will just sit on the couch and watch old episodes of Geordie Shaw.
If you and your husband decide to have kids, that I'm sure that will continue the trend. We won't be getting up until we're all ready and raring to go. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know why you're acting like this is a weird thing.
It's super
weird. Why are dentists saying you should do it before breakfast?
Essentially, they're saying the answer we give patients is to brush before breakfast. Otherwise, the bacteria in your mouth that is built up overnight, they get to indulge in a feast on everything you eat or drink. Definitely don't have fruit juice in the morning. Brushing your teeth straight after that is a big problem. You need to brush it beforehand, before you eat your breakfast. But see, like that minty taste lingers so long.
Nah, it doesn't linger that long. It doesn't.
But then you've got to brush it to me.
First couple of sips of coffee are a little minty fresh. But then after that...
Oh, gross. but then like after you have breakfast, do you brush your teeth again?
No.
You're just walking into life with avocado and feta in your mouth?
Sometimes I whack a bit of gum in my gob before I go to work.
Thank God.
You're welcome.
5-2... Okay, I want to hear from a normal person.
I'm a very normal person.
52232955. Does anybody brush their teeth before they have breakfast? Because you even before I had retainers where I brush my teeth as soon as I inhale a breath of air because I feel like my teeth are filthy now. But even before I had my retainers, I would always brush my teeth after breakfast. Because what's the point? You brush them to immediately get them dirty again.
Yeah, but like when you wake up, don't you have like the foulest breath?
Yeah, but I try and have breakfast as soon as possible.
Yeah, but don't you want to be like, it's so yuck.
Well, I don't have coffee because I'm not an adult.
Yeah.
But I have like a pre-workout and that clears out the flavor a lot.
Fair enough.
Whatever drugs are in that, whatever chemicals are in that, clears out morning breath. But 52232955, if you can convince me it is better. I know dentists are trying, but what do they know?
Dentists and your co-host and best friend.
Yeah, all right. You were being silly and now you're being outright stupid. 52232955. I will take one person to make me think that this is normal. That's not you, Jess, because again, you are not a normal person. We can move along. Like there's great songs coming up. We don't have to talk
about
this. Andrew
in Lara, do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
No, I definitely brush my teeth before.
Mm.
But do you do it after as well?
No, I don't. I just got into the routine. I get up in the morning. I take a thermogenic, go have a shower, and brush my teeth, do my hair, get ready for work, and then have breakfast.
Gorgeous. Same, Andrew. And I could be in the same household.
But don't your mouth feel dirty after?
No, not really. I'd wash it down with a protein drink.
Yeah, see, there you go. He's doing exactly what you do, Tim.
He does sound like a man of routine. I'd hate to interfere with that. I think it's just everything about it sounds wrong. And
Steph in Belmont, yeah, Steph. What do you do? Do you brush your teeth before or after the breakfast?
Before.
Yeah, before. See that, Tim?
As soon as I wake up.
Not one person will give us a call. Two already. Steph, the voice of reason for Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Steph, doesn't it just... That's the only way I can describe it. It feels wrong.
It feels wrong to wake up and have all the grime from the night and your mouth has been opened before you eat. No.
I'm a big mouth breather, Steph, so I wake up
We all should.
I go to kiss my husband and he goes, get him away from me.
But see, because I brush my teeth last thing I do before I go to bed.
So do I.
So, and then obviously overnight, that bacteria is having an absolute blue light disco in there going wild. But it's like I'm not planning on doing any mouth-based things before breakfast.
Oh, no one asked you, mate.
Steph, you just got to be brushing after. Do you at least brush after? This is now my follow-up question.
No, I'll eat breakfast and then I go throughout my day. I'm the same as Jess. I might have some gum. My husband completely doesn't agree with me, but I have to brush them before breakfast.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I'm so sorry that that's how you live. That's such a shame.
I'm so glad that the first caller was a bloke because usually at this point, Tim would go, well, it must be a female thing.
Well, no, because half the time when you do something, you'll be like, oh, I never do this. And then only men call. And it's just like... Bob, Gary and Jess are all on the same page with things.
Tim, Tennille in Cario, you also brush your teeth before you have breakfast, right, Tennille?
Yeah, that's right. I've got a 15-month-old and an almost 3-year-old, and if I don't get myself ready and brush my teeth straight away, it's not happening.
Ah, see, Tim? You tried to throw the no child thing in my face.
I just, like, you got to get the food in you, and then you got to brush it afterwards, because then you're walking around with... I don't know, bloody rice bubbles hanging out your gob.
There's no time for that. Sometimes it's a bit of toast on a plate in the car on the way to work.
How's that, Tim? How's that?
Tim, I wear retainers. I can't be living life like this. I just think that you're all...
I think you need to admit defeat and start brushing your teeth thing in the morning.
Okay. I'll admit there are more people than zero that are doing this.
Yeah.
I still think...
We didn't get a single person agreeing with you.
If we looked at a pie chart, because I wasn't asking for people to call up and agree with me. I was asking for nincompoops and morons to say wrong things out loud. And we got a bucket load of those. But I still think if we had to look at this as a pie chart as before or after, I think I've got the big pie and I think I'm winning this still. We don't have time to follow up. We do not have time to follow up.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's bad.
Look at the data and the facts in front of
you. No, it's a small sample source. It's tainted meat. It's tainted meat. I don't like that I sound like Donald Trump, but I get where now I understand his methods. He's the bloody president. It works. It's convincing.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I want to talk to you about a setup. Look, every relationship's different. This one is making headlines, and you're going to understand why very, very soon.
Like an arranged setup, or just like my mate Jess, she's an absolute legend. I reckon you'd get with her.
Nah, it's more a husband and wife, and they've made they've gone viral online because the wife has spoken out and said that her husband pays her $100 per week to cook and clean full-time for the family.
You'd be furious, Jess. You've been doing it for free all this time.
This is what I'm saying, Tim.
That's, so sorry, mate. That's not...
Apparently,
wow.
Yeah. So they have been a family for a few years now. Her husband, she's 28 years old. Her husband is 51. And when they got together and he proposed, her husband said, hey, look, you know, I think we would benefit more from you being at home. I will pay you a wage, but I would like for you to cook and clean. She does the all of the cooking, all the cleaning, all the laundry for her and her husband's home. And for that, she's paid $100 a week
for
her efforts.
That seems, firstly, it's a bit wild. Secondly, underpaid.
Yeah,
I feel like
right?
He's got you there with a cheap rate. How can I put this?
How do you feel about this, that's, Tim? I feel like you feel uncomfortable.
Feels bad. Bad to the bone.
I don't know about how you and your wife had things set up, but like myself and Akshay, we're very like split down the middle. Always have been. You know, like when we do like a house clean, like he will contribute 50-50. Some weeks are heavier than others. Like, you know, I've been studying a lot lately with the Gordon, so he's been like pitching in a lot more and doing a lot more of the cleaning than I have.
See, I think I wouldn't say my wife and I are 50-50. I think it's we both, you see something, you do something.
Sure.
And
yeah.
If that's, you're like you're saying, like it's not an even split, but if, I guess if you've got the time or you need to get something done, I guess whoever's in that area, that's, yeah, you just get it done.
I don't know how I'd feel about getting paid $100 because, like...
Well, they're clearly not sharing money. Because there's no point in me sending my wife or she sending me $100.
We share the same account.
Same money. It's the same money. It's not going anywhere.
She said, I know that she actually says that the wage of $100 a week is more than she ever earned during any of her careers before she met her husband. Don't know what she was doing beforehand. Apparently, she takes steps not to drain her husband of his money, but she instead budgets wisely. So on top of the $100 a week that he gives her, he also gives her a budget that she's allowed to spend for the family.
What a nice guy. Yeah. I tell you what, though. There are some times where, like, you know you need to do something. Like, I knew that I needed to clean up and tidy up the garage for weeks. And I put it off. I was getting to a point where my wife was like, oh, like, are you going to do it? Like you said, because I need to do it because I need to put stuff where I think it's going to work. And my wife's like, I don't know where it would go. And I got to a point, like now, like I'm like, man, I could have given her 100 and just been like, just do it. I don't care anymore. But that would have been for a one-off.
Yeah. And again, she'd be like, are you giving me my $100 back?
And then just circle back around. I think the only other follow-up question I have, inclusive or exclusive of GST?
Doesn't say anything about GST. Weird. I don't know if she's claiming on tax that she's getting $100 a week from her husband. So
I wasn't worried about this situation until now, Jess.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I've seen something, some research, and it's going to sound made up. And it's going to sound like I've moved stuff around to make it seem more convenient for me.
Sure.
And I guess my gender, males, and that it's not appropriate for women. But I think it should be appropriate for all. But the doctors are saying that weeing in the shower is good for the planet health. Good for the planet and for your health. Now, I know you're very against this.
Yeah, because I've always heard doctors saying you shouldn't be weeing in the shower.
Well, yes, you silly little woman, you. Because, Jess, according to doctors... They're saying that it can ruin the pelvic floor of women who wee in the shower. It can destroy your pelvic floor.
Good for men.
Men with issues passing urine found that listening to the sound of running water helped them. Obviously, in the shower, that's what's happening. This is because water is calming for the body and activates the parasympathetic nervous system.
Look at you using big words.
I was so scared of saying that out loud. But you just got to commit. But yeah, apparently for men, weeing in the shower is good. For women, it's a no-no.
Yeah, now, this does sound like you've made it up.
The study, though, is by a GP, Dr. Hannah Patel.
Okay.
Not Harold Patel. So it's been done by a female because I was a bit worried. I was like, if this is a male doctor that's come to us.
Sounds like you've been listening to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, this is my issue.
You were Donald Trump earlier. Now you're Joe Rogan. Yeah,
honestly, I think I've discussed this with you. I have recently, in the last like year or so, weeing used to be not an issue. And now I either don't need to wee or it's like, go now, my guy. I don't know what's happened. And I feel sorry for everyone that I've ever just never considered that this could be an issue.
I feel sorry for everyone who just had to hear you say that.
Well, I'm just saying. And what I wanted to do on 5223295, is it all right to wee in the shower?
Right.
Do you feel like, health aside, like, do you think that it's okay? Apparently, if you wee in the shower, it can save 4,000 litres of water a year just by taking a whiz in the shower.
Oh, because you're not flushing.
You're not flushing.
Ah.
I like it, don't you?
Well, no, because I'm here for the environment.
But, and like you're telling me you don't wee in the shower.
No.
Ever.
I've been told it's bad.
What for? I know because like they say that if you wee in the shower, then the running water, like say if you're like near a waterfall, then your body will go like,
I don't think
time to wee.
It's not about...
No, it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing.
It's not about it's me needing to go when I'm near a waterfall.
No, it is. And your pelvic floor. It's waterfall and pelvic floor related. I don't know what else to say. 52232955. Is it okay to wee in the shower? All of that information aside, about saving water.
Forget
about
what the doctors say.
Yeah, forget what the doctors say. Just by gut instinct. Is it okay to wee in the shower? We'd love to chat to you.
Do you only do it at your house?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Oh.
Like when you stayed over at my place in Germana, did you?
Right. I can't remember.
Like you used the shower.
It's not a monumental moment of my day. I'll tell you now. I'm not like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. I just want to open the phones, but probably.
Lloyd from Armstrong Creek. Are you an environmentalist, Lloyd?
Very much hugging the trees and saving the planet.
Okay, so you're weeing in the shower. You think that's totally fine? You and your partner, you're fine with that, Lloyd?
100%. I feel like we have a nice alpha moment when we do it.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, are you doing it together?
No, not together, no. But like when we get in, geez, come on now, this is a family show. We've got to keep it appropriate, yeah?
Yes. I bumped into Lloyd at the shops the other day, and we didn't discuss this directly, but I feel like...
You got the vibe.
We got the vibe that we're on the same page with this, Lloyd. So it was good to see you, and I appreciate you backing me up. Thank you very much.
All good, mate. I'm always there for you, my guy.
Yeah, thank you. See, it's nice to have someone support you, Jess.
It is nice to have someone support you. Jeez. You needed that today. You really did.
Well, after the teeth brushing stuff, where everyone just called up and yelled at me, said that I was silly sausage for brushing my teeth after breakfast, at least I can wee in the shower.
That's true.
This is Tim and Jess.
What I'm going to talk about is a selfish thing, and that's fine.
Okay.
Do you ever go into situations expecting a certain response from people? You're like, if I do this or I go here and someone will say, good job.
Right.
Like, whether it's like, you know, no matter what you do, most likely to your parents, they'll be like, look, I know you're a bit of a silly sausage, but I love you anyway.
There is nothing that I can do that my parents won't congratulate me for. They have honestly ruined me in that they, no matter what I do, they're like, you are a fantastic person.
Yeah.
You have done amazing at this. You're the best. No one could ever beat you at this.
I imagine it's got harder for them over the years, but when you commit to that, you've just got to commit to that. I went somewhere this morning expecting something and I didn't get it and it left me really flat. And it's because, like, you know, it's like you're saying, like if your parents were all of a sudden to stop heaping
praising me,
aggressive, unnecessary, unwarranted praise on you, you'd be like, what's going on here?
I thought you loved me.
Yeah. I had that same sentiment today when I went to the recycling plant.
Oh, no.
I love going to the recycling plant.
Yeah.
Just near.
Did you bring your dog?
No, I didn't bring the dog.
Because sometimes when you bring your dog, they get even more excited about the dog. Yeah.
And I have a perfect strike rate of when I go to the one in North Geelong. Of getting a compliment of how well the boxes that I've brought in have been folded, sorted,
gorgeous,
separated. Polystyrene, plastic. I take the sticky tape off. I do all the work because I know. And after I did it, I got a compliment the first time.
That praise is just going to feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the other three times I've been, every single time, one of the guys will say, hey, thanks, mate. This is a great job. Like, we love when people like you come in here. And again, today I did exactly everything normal. I took the tape off. I separated it. I put like plain cardboards, separated them from colored cardboards, all these kind of things.
What did you get?
Thanks, mate.
Oh, well, at least you got thanks.
No. Because it's normally it's like, oh, wow. Like this is, we love
this. This guy is the king of recycling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's like, because sometimes they've said, we wish everyone was like you. And I'm not out there living, I'm not living for the compliment, but boy, when you don't get it, when you've been conditioned to receive something, I feel like I've let not just them down, but myself down.
They've like conditioned you to think that if you do all these things, you're going to get praise.
Yeah. And I'll keep coming back because I want that praise
of
like, hey, you really sorted that cardboard out excellently. Thanks so much for taking off the sticky tape.
Maybe they were just like not feeling it for a Friday.
There's one guy in particular that's always there and he's always feeling it.
Yeah.
He's always feeling
it. And not today?
Not today.
Right.
So.
Hey, Tim.
I'm going to stop recycling, I've decided. I'm going to start burning. I'm going to start getting them in a pile and burning them.
Can I just tell you, what a great story that was you told us just now. I don't think there's anyone that's ever done radio better than you, my friend.
Nah, it doesn't mean much coming from you. It sounds sarcastic.
You speak real good.
No.
And I'm so impressed with who you are as a human. Have I mentioned your hair looks fantastic today too?
Sorry, I should have said at the start, it helps when it comes from someone I respect.
Okay.
So, good try though.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks guys, you're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.